Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Finding the people you need to help your business thrive doesn't have to be a second job. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So reclaim your time and find the people you need fast. Start hiring now at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Are we here? Are we all ready?
Let's buckle up because I feel like a feisty bitch today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I don't want to record today because I'm sweaty and depressed. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, we put those up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris, every Thursday. And if you want to get into it, you can call in to 310-844-6459, ask for advice, ask for my opinion. If you need shit settled, the dumber the argument, the better. You can also rate and review it, which I think we're slacking on. And quite frankly, also, we have 4.9 stars now, not 5.
Oh, 0.9.
I know. Anyways, we're here with the crew. I do want to address that people are like, why aren't you looking at them, Chris? Because we're on the opposite side of the fucking country, for starters. They are on...
We're in Cali, baby.
We're what in a cave. What?
I don't know where that sentence was fucking going. They're on webcam. We're on Face. I don't fucking know, guys. I'm going to talk about my mental health in the next episode. But this one's going to be just kind of like a fun little hang time. But before we get into it, as always, I love to shout out different things that we can point our attention to. And because it's September and people are going back to school, including teachers, I'm going to have more Amazon wish lists down below to help teachers complete their classrooms. I just think if you have extra money or you had a teacher who greatly impacted you, do it in their honor. I just think it's a really great way to help out people who are just so under fucking valued in this country and kind of just in the world, I feel, but specifically this country. So those links will be down below in the description of each episode, or in, you know, if you're on YouTube, hey, they're down below. If you're on, I don't know what I'm on. Oh, fuck. I forgot to take my antidepressants. This is all tracking so hard. Anyways, there's so much to talk about, but the only thing really on my mind is Harry Styles. I went to his concert, one of his like 90 Madison Square Garden shows. So he's doing like a run of shows in like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, two other cities. It was one of my best friends Cody's birthday on September 4th. So for a while, shout out Jake who helped make this happen. SeatGeek really hooked it the fuck up for us. This isn't part of the contract. I just honestly had like the best time of my life, and I'm like just so appreciative. But we got floor tickets to Harry Styles in Madison Square Garden, and like, listen, I've loved Harry Styles. Like, I mean, who doesn't? But then I saw him floor GA, it got, I could deep throat this microphone right now. Oh my God. I mean, Julia Fox said it best, uncut gem. Holy fuck. So this was just like a wild night. I got 4 tickets and my best friend Cody came to New York. And I was like, well, we have 2 other tickets. He doesn't really know anybody in New York. So I invited 2 of my besties that I've known since like the beginning of high school, Dory and Taylor. And they came up and pre-gamed with, I got like a hotel for the weekend. Just like, I think it was the longest time I've spent in New York since being here. And also the most fucking expensive weekend since being here. And we just, so the concert was on a Saturday and we were staying like in Soho and... Oh, shit. The hit I took before this is really... Oh, boy. It was Saturday, and also I ate a ton of food, and I've, like, ran... This, we're in the Empire State Building recording this, and, like, getting here is, like... You have to, like, get through the first ring of hell, which is, like, the people outside of it trying to, like, lure you onto a bus tour. And then you get, like, to the second ring of hell, which is, like, tourists in the lobby of the Empire State Building. And then you have the third one, which is security round one. Then you have a desk of security... And then you have a 38-floor elevator ride. And when you're doing this after sweating and carrying, like, 8 things, not always the best. So I'm a little just... anyway, so the concert was on a Saturday. And around, like, 5 o'clock, we were headed back to the hotel after just, like, shopping around and, you know, just fucking around. And... We all started getting ready and I popped a bottle of champagne. And so we were just drinking and, you know, having a glass of champagne for Cody's birthday, which was at midnight that night. And then my friend Dory brought a whole bottle of Don Julio, not like 42, but like the shorter, like rounder, like stubbier one. The Reposado maybe. And we finished that bottle, 4 of us, in 30 minutes. It is a dark, dark... It's like Shark Tales, but Dark Tales. It was dark.
Proud of you.
But, I mean, I had a blast. And then, so we all drank champagne. We started, like, with a glass of champagne. I then wanted more, so I ordered 2 more bottles. And so I basically had, like, a bottle, slash bottle and a half of champagne. And... like 5-6 shots of tequila in the span of an hour max. And so we're all like kind of feeling it. We're all just like having a good time. I order a car and we're heading to Madison Square Garden. And someone brought up like, oh, are you like expecting or like, are you ready to like, are like, we're on the floor. Aren't you going to be like mobbed by fans? And I was like, no, guys, like, I feel comfortable that no, like my audience and Harry's audience don't like overlap. And they were like, what are you on? And I was like, I don't know. Like my TikToks are flopping. Like no one cares about me. And they're like, Chris, what? And I was like, guys, it's going to be fine. No one's even going to notice that I'm there. Like everyone's going to be focused on Harry Styles. The Uber literally pulls up my feet. Don't even touch the ground getting out of the car. And it's like, are you Chris Clemens? And I'm like, all right. So y'all might have won that bet. So I'm like doing essentially like a moving meet and greet till we get through. And oh my God, being on the floor in Madison Square Garden is like the easiest entrance. Like, I mean, maybe it's because I was like also wasted and also just taking selfies with people that I didn't notice. But it felt like I just like walked right from the outside, right to the, like it was so seamless and easy. I was like, oh my God, TSA could never, even with pre-check. So we get in. And we get a drink, and I get some merch, and we're on the floor. And GA, I don't know if they just sold only, like, a limited amount of tickets. But, y'all, that shit was not empty, but for Harry Styles, I thought I was going to be, like, up against the back. Like, oh, my God, I got there. I couldn't fucking tell you when I got there. We got there, and then the opener started. So, like, maybe, like, a 7. We left at, like, what, 7:15, maybe? Oh, my God, I literally... That's a blackout. And we got there for the opener, Champagne Coast, which was lit. Blood Orange. Champagne Coast, I was excited to hear.
I love that song. When you said that, I was like, there's a Blood Orange band called Champagne. I don't know. That's like a cover band.
Yeah, Harry Styles has a Blood Orange cover band. Yeah. No, my brain just still is in multiple pieces from this weekend.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, me too. And so I was stoked to hear that. I don't fucking remember it, which is so disappointing. So we were there for the opener, and with the merch bag, shout out Alan, the guy who was working one of the spotlights. He saw that like people were like just taking pictures with me and stuff. And so I was like, can I leave the merch bag here? Like, I'm going to lose it. And he had like a little garden, and he totally watched it the whole fucking time. Like, what a G. So shout out Alan. So we're getting drinks and we're just dancing. And then Harry Styles comes on, and I lost all consciousness. Like, any brain activity my body had, which is pretty minimum at that, gone. I went literally zero to feral. Like, I was rabid. I might as well have been foaming out the mouth. The amount of times that I screamed, I'll kill myself for you! And it's like not even a joke, because I look at my concert footage the next day and it's in almost every video I took. Like, literally almost every video is. And then some mom who I met outside, who was like, should I know who you are? And I was like, no, please calm down. She was like, oh, honey, we need you around. You can't. And I'm like, oh my God, honey, you don't get it. You do not see my raging boner in my pants right now. So the concert's going on. And I mean, like, literally, we are. I was in shock for a few reasons. One, because it's like literally Harry Styles, and his stage presence is like, oh, I mean, my heart is like skipping beats, y'all. But then also just at how fucking close he was. We were on like the so in an arena, how it's an oval, we are on like the long side of the oval in like the center. And so there was only like 10 feet from barricade to barricade on the floor. So I just can't get over like how not crowded GA was. I was so stressed out, especially because I saw TikToks of people being like, the pit smells like piss and shit because people are camping out and not showering and they're like peeing themselves so they don't leave their spot. And I was like, do I want to go to this event?
That's what pit stands for.
What?
That's what pit stands for. Piss and shit.
Ew. Yeah, honestly, I guess that was a good one. Good job.
I don't get it.
Look at you go. So yeah, he's just like throwing himself around on stage, just like being fucking hot Harry Styles. And during Watermelon Sugar, he is like, I swear to God, staring into our souls. Like, I know every girl is like, he looked at me. He was literally staring at me, like dead in the fucking face. And I blow him a kiss. And he thought I was waving. And so I blow another kiss. And he catches it and puts it in his back pocket. Guys, I can't even talk about this without the levels getting absolutely insane. I like literally like fell to the ground. I was like, holy shit, we're in love. Like, holy shit. Like, I felt like a 12-year-old all over again. So, like, the concert was great. I'm going to just kind of like skip a few chapters and then we'll get back to the concert. Great, Chris. You're, like, literally sweating thinking about this happening all over.
I mean, you got serenaded by Harry Styles. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty much. Getting serenaded by Harry Styles. We have a title, thank God. The concert, like, ends. And, I mean, like, I have just... I literally can't describe the feeling I had, because it was like mixed blackout, mix like a part blackout, part like
drunk in love,
drunk in love, period. Oh my God. It was like the most fucked up thing. So after the concert, once we get outside of Madison Square Garden, I'm like recording videos. I was like, if you guys have Harry put a kiss in his pocket, if you guys have the footage of me, I will pay you. Like, I am just drunk in love, like literally a rabid middle schooler. And so we go to this place called Cafeteria, which is open 24 hours. And I used to go there a lot when I lived in New York. And Cody was like, oh, that'll be such a fun place to celebrate my birthday at midnight. So we go there. Makeup by Mario was there, which was which just like adds to the fever dream of all of this. But people started tweeting me that like videos of him catching the kiss and putting it in his back pocket. And I don't think I was okay until the next day. The next day, bitch, at lunch. Oh my God, my heart's pounding just thinking about it. Someone who was in like one of the sections that comes off of the ground was across. You can fully see me reacting to him catching it. And I, like, you see me go, and then my head just like falls. Like, I just, it was the most fucked up. Oh my God. I want to like never forget it, but then I also kind of want to forget it because I'm sad that I will just never date Harry Styles. Like, that's a pretty big pill to swallow. And it's not what I'd like to be swallowing, you feel?
Don't speak in definitives.
Well,
you know, you never know. Plus, the footage of you before you blew him the kiss, you're jumping up and down.
Yeah, no, I'm like psychotic. There is footage of me like, oh my God, yeah, fans were tagging me and like videos that they took where they could see me jumping up and down in the crowd. Like, it's really just humiliating start to finish for me, but I've learned to just kind of accept it. But then, so it's like as if I can't stop thinking about Harry Styles enough and our wonderful night together. All this Don't Worry Darling drama comes out. Have you guys been seeing this?
The spit, the infamous spit.
Oh my God, the spit. I'm like, Chris Pine, stop acting so offended, you little Brad Pitt wannabe lesbian. Oh, you should feel fucking honored to get spit on by Harry. Oh, the fucking selfishness in that room. Disgusting.
I wish that was me.
No, literally like mouth wide open. Waiting. Oh my God, anyways, then I couldn't stop thinking about the Don't Worry Darling drama, which like, obviously if you don't know by this point, there's everyone has explained what it is. But oh my God, see, this is the kind of petty shit I live for. Like, oh my God, did you guys see, like, do you guys know any of it?
Yes, Twitter has been very fun.
I get mine off TikTok. Twitter is just a scary fucking place for me. But, oh my God, did you see the video of Olivia Wilde that she recorded to Shia, like, after riding a horse or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most, like, as we have just heard over the last 17 minutes, I am not well. But that video was deranged. Like, hey, Shia, Miss Flo, like, what? I just finished riding my horse. I'm a little sweaty. What? Like, it was just all so off-putting. But
that's Los Angeles.
I was
for
living
you.
For the drama. What?
I said that's Los Angeles for you.
What do you mean?
Just like, hey, Shia, sorry, I just dismounted my my mare.
Oh, I was like, Olivia. I mean, the only thing that would have made more sense than that video was if she was still on the fucking horse going, hey, Shia, my name is Flo. What's up? Anyways, I'm really fucking sweaty. I just think the whole thing is off. But Olivia Wilde gives me like. If Amber Heard and Johnny Depp had a baby, I feel like it would be Olivia Wilde. I don't know why, but the whole thing is just reminding me of that fucking, that trial. Oh my God. Can you believe we all endured that? That was the most annoyingly long bullshit. And like, for what?
Quality programming.
I guess, but like, they could watch Unhinged with Chris Clemens if they really want to see a shit show.
I mean, at the end of it, none of us got an extra Pirates movie at the end of it, so there was no payoff.
Thank God. I think we've had enough Pirates movie, if I'm being honest.
Jake was like, please, please, please.
I know. Jake's heartbroken.
He had to take off his eye patch.
He got ready to go to the movie theater in a full costume. He has, like, beard dreads. Doesn't Johnny Depp have, like, beard things?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Or like Jack Sparrow, whatever the fuck.
But Chris, I want to go back to your concert. First of all, you wanted to go to that concert so badly. You went to it and it was beyond anything you ever could have imagined. And I think I think Harry Styles knows about you. I think Harry Styles knows about you.
Okay, you literally can't say that because I'm on the 38th floor and there's a window in this room. Like, like,
no, but he would fly by like that music video and catch you.
Stop, guys, stop. Like, this is why I feel like I have such awful depression, is because I create these mental things in my head where I'm like, oh, Harry Styles knows of me, and like he secretly is just figuring out when we're gonna, and then I'm like disappointed in life. This is, you guys can't do this. Like, this is triggering. This is triggering.
Every day he's checking his pocket, Chris.
Oh, you think? I was like, Harry, let's get the pocket. I'll just kiss your ass. Come on. Anyways, so my life hasn't been the same since. And I've been exceptionally sad this week. I really wonder if it's like post-Harry Styles depression. Like, the first day I was like, oh yeah, I'm depressed. And then I was like, okay, life, like, say love, or I don't know what say love you means. I just keep saying it. But like, life goes on.
Sur la table.
Sur la table. Me touching down in Paris. Bonjour, sur la table. They're like, what? I'm like, no wonder Parisians hate Americans. Yeah, this week has just been like, oof. But you guys will have to wait till next episode to hear all about my mental illness. But yeah, oh my God. Have any of you seen Harry in concert?
Yeah, Coachella.
When he comes to LA, Jake, let's try and see if we can get another SeatGeek.
That'd be awesome.
No, like, I'm dead serious.
He's kind of like a modern day David Bowie in a way. Yeah, I think he's kind of going in that direction.
I mean, or he's just like Harry Styles. I don't think we need to compare anybody. Like, he's just Harry Styles. He's just being Harry the first time I hang out. And then, okay, we can't get into another thing where I just break out into random fucking songs.
He's pretty special.
Oh my God, understatement of the year, Jake. He's mine. Back off.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm all good. He's all yours.
Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I would like to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. And as you guys know, I love working with them. If you do not know, Helix is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique preferences that you look for in a mattress, and they deliver it right to your door. You might be thinking, Chris, well, how do they know exactly what I want in a mattress? Good question. Shut your mouth. Helix has the Helix Sleep Quiz, where you put in all of your preferences that you're looking for. So for example, when I took it, I said that I'm a side sleeper. I want a queen mattress. I get a little warm at night, and I like a medium firmness. And I was paired up with the Midnight Lux, and like, it is just genuinely the bed for me, baby. I live for it, and I also die for it. Isn't that crazy? I do both for it. I'm multidimensional, I guess. Now, the Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. And on top of this, like I said, your personalized mattress is shipped right to your door free of charge. Now, if you're cautious about buying a mattress online, Helix has that covered as well, because they know that there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial for you to try out your new Helix mattress, see how your body adjusts. And if you decide it's not the best fit, guess what? They'll give you a full refund and pick up your mattress for you. And on top of that, depending on the model, it also comes with either a 10 or a 15-year warranty, which is like, oh my God, I don't even know where I'll be in 15 years. If any of us will even be here, you know? No, we're going to get to that later. Now, with all of that said, Helix is hooking it up for our listeners, and they are offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to our listeners by going to helixsleep.com/unhinged. So go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That's helixsleep.com/unhinged to get up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. Let's get back to the episode. Thank you.
Some families were born into. Some families are made from the ones we meet along the way. Our families are built on love and traditions, the memories we share, and knowing that life is better because we're together. Pure Life, 100% pure quality water, refreshing every moment together. Visit purelifewater.com and discover where to buy Pure Life.
Should we do some voicemails now?
Yes.
I want to hear from everybody. I've like gotten my One Night with Harry off my chest, or One Night with Harry. That's a good title. Obviously, that's not real though. So damn it. Anyways, you can call in, like I said earlier, to 310-844-6459 and ask for advice, my opinion.
Oh, it wasn't even.
If you have debates you want settled. Oh, wait, are they playing?
No. We played the...
Order. Oh. Order in the court. Order.
Pizza, anybody? Can someone do that?
No one can do that because I'm all alone in the Empire State Building.
Hi, Chris. This is Maddie. I have a rather weird dispute that I would love your opinion on.
Okay.
So sometimes when I go to brush my teeth at night, my toothpaste just goes missing. And one day I look in the shower and it's just sitting there. Come to find out that my brother brushes his teeth in the shower, like while he's showering. So that's when my toothpaste goes missing. To me, that is incredibly weird. I would never brush. I take long in the shower anyway, so I physically wouldn't have time to brush my teeth. So is it weird for people to brush their teeth in it? Like, do you guys brush your teeth in the shower? Would love your input. Thank you so much and love your show. Bye.
Thank you, Vibes. Yeah, Maddie, your brother isn't weird. I have brushed my teeth in the shower. I would leave my toothbrush and toothpaste in there. It's just like efficient, for starters. And also, I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm not proud of this at all, but I've really, it's not that I've stopped. I've just am too lazy to brush my teeth at night. And so I will sleep and then brush them when I wake up. Cause then I'm like, okay. It's the same 24-hour cycle, right? I mean, somebody's probably going to hit me with, like, the worst blackout is overnight! And I just don't care. But I miss brushing my teeth in the shower. And probably once I move into my house, maybe I will. I don't know. It just, like, makes sense. Like, you're already in the water. You're like, if you're cleansing your face, like... Yeah, okay. Now that you've brought it to my attention, maybe it's weird. I'm going to let you... What do you do? Please, someone say something.
Well, this brought back a memory. I feel like it's weird. I did used to do this and forgot. And I think it was the roommates that I lived with or something. Like, someone else did it, so, like, the toothpaste was already in there. And then
used your roommate's toothpaste?
Yeah. I used their toothbrush. Not their toothbrush, but their toothpaste.
What's the difference at that point?
We shared toothpaste. It's in a thing.
Would you kiss them on the mouth?
Maybe. No.
Ooh.
That's how they would do it. They'd shotgun toothpaste while they're both brushing.
Ew! Oh my God.
Just to say, it was college. Everyone was trying to save money.
Justin! No!
I didn't think that sharing toothpaste was gross. I thought that was okay.
What?
Toothpaste.
How?
It's in... Wait.
No, I understand what toothpaste is.
Justina and I share toothpaste.
Yeah, that makes sense, because y'all fuck.
But because you're like, putting the...
Fact, you put a lot...
But, oh, I guess you're saying, like, if the top of the toothpaste touched the actual toothbrush, then that would be gross. But I think I was just putting it on. I don't know.
Yeah, but you shared joints and stuff.
Yeah.
Stoked.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Whose side are you on, Justin? Whose side are you on? He's like, my own, bitch.
It was just, it's weird thinking that you used to have a habit and, like, when did I stop doing that? I guess I used to do it and I don't.
When I moved and I didn't like my shower, I was like, ew, it's weird in here. Like, there was one time I had a good shower, like, and I was like, ooh, I want to brush my teeth in here. And also, it clears off counter space. Like, it creates so much more. Like, I had a little vanity, but, like, a nice shower. So I was like, yeah, I'd rather brush my teeth in here. Anyways, that's a long-winded answer of saying, like, I've done both. I never did it when I shared a shower with people. That, to me, is horrific, to have your fucking toothbrush in the same container as where someone washes their dirty body off.
But I want to defend myself that
you want
I didn't
to what?
Defend myself that I don't think I did it all the time. It was just like sometimes I couldn't find the toothpaste and it was in there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just brush my teeth in there.
5 minutes later, Sam's going to be like, it was just one time.
No,
I'm like, yeah, okay, Sam.
She's like, I was talking about a friend.
I just don't remember.
It just, guys, I don't remember, okay?
I think it's convenient. I think it's convenient. You also can shave too, right? You shave in the shower.
I shave in the shower. Yeah, absolutely.
Convenient. It's just convenient. It's right there.
Oh my God. Well, shaving in the shower should be the standard, dare I say. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that people shave over sinks and then most of the time fail to clean it up. Little brother, older brother, looking at y'all.
Are they there?
Oh my God. I shared a bathroom with my siblings like my whole life. And oh my God, I was the only one who had any sort of cleanliness to them. And I would just come in to face pubes everywhere. And I was like, guys, what the fuck? Anyways, so shave in the fucking shower and brush your teeth too while you're at it, you filthy birds. Next. Thanks for the question, Maddie.
Hi, Chris. So seeing as you have a pit bull, I have a little Chris's court issue here.
Christmas court.
So do you emphasize pit or bull? Because I say pit bull, but I know some people who say pit bull. Like I emphasize pit, but I know some people who emphasize bull. And I want to know how you think the correct way to say it is. Anyway, I love the podcast and I love you guys all. Bye.
Thank you. The way I say it is Mr. Worldwide.
God damn it. You took my fucking joke.
I knew you were going to fucking pull that joke, which is why I pulled the plug.
Damn.
I say pit bull. Pit bull. Like that. What? Like pit bull.
Yeah, not pit bull. Pit bull.
Pit bull. But I don't also like lunge when I talk, like pit bull.
Like, you're like, rude.
I just say pit bull. Pit bull. Pit bull. They both sound equal. Pit bull. Now it just sounds like I'm saying pimple. Pit bull. Hey, yeah, I have a pit bull. I don't know.
That sounds weird. You don't say it like that. Say it again.
Hey, mom, look at my dog Booger. She's a pit bull. They sound identical.
Yeah, it's pretty even.
I can sort of.
Thank you. Wait, what did you say, Justin?
No.
What were you going to say?
I agree with Jake.
Say it.
I agree with Jake. I agree with Sam. I agree with Chris.
I agree with everyone.
We love you, Justin.
I just think we should all hold hands and make cupcakes. That line from Mean Girls. Yeah, that was really a stupid debate. I'm glad I could help settle. I don't know if we settled anything. But like that might be, you might win for dumbest question, like in like a thing.
I mean, like in a way that I. Question.
No, if you let me finish, I mean, like dumb. I appreciate dumb. Like so, to me, that was like, wow, that was you really like did that. Like I asked for the stupidest shit, so like you really delivered. None of this sounds kind, and it just sounds like I bullied you. But I appreciate it. Okay. We're just going to leave it at that. I'm ready to fall asleep.
Have I played the one where the listener was like mad at you for the way you washed something?
I don't know. And I don't want to. I don't think. Like
only he can dish it out.
Dang.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens, not Unhinged with Chris Clemens and audience.
All right. Just kidding.
Let me hear it. Right. Let me hear it.
I thought maybe I played it.
Okay. I have listened to almost every podcast of yours.
Oh, God.
And I have never in my life been more disgusted at you, Chris. You will not wash your feet in the shower because the soap comes down and washes your feet and that your feet are basically in a bathtub. Are you kidding? You of all people who hate toes, who hate feet, are going to not wash your feet. Get one of those little mat rug things that go on the ground, that silicone, and you just rub your feet in it, and that would be more acceptable than not doing it at all. What if you, like, are walking around and you have a whole bunch of dirt stuck on your foot? It doesn't just come off from soaking. You have to scrub.
You think
I am beyond disgusted at you, and I forgot to even say my name in the beginning of this because of how livid I am. My name's Naomi, and I'm from Virginia, and I love you very much. Please give Booger all the hugs and love from me. I literally went out and bought a pit bull dog just because I love Booger so much. And now I have one named Meatball.
Oh, Meatball!
Love that for me. Have a wonderful day. Love you, team. Love everybody.
Oh, my God. Naomi from Virginia. Thank you for calling in. And also, I don't just have dirt on my feet, okay? You think I walk around barefoot? Even with flip-flops, I wear socks. Like, I'm a modern day Liz Lemon. Hello. Nobody got that reference noted.
30 Rock?
Yeah, 30 Rock. She has like a foot. She hates feet. Huh. So like, yeah, I don't wash my feet because I'm like hoping one day they'll just rot and fall off. Like, goddamn. Let me just have, like, God's plan, guys. God's plan. No, I mean, I've gotten better about it, but it's just like, I like to forget that my feet are there, you know? Like, out of sight, out of mind. If you don't look down to clean them, you don't have feet, do you? That's a real brain bender. It's a real quandary. But I don't feel bad about not washing my feet. I still feel very clean. I've gotten better with taking a washcloth and like rubbing them, fuckers. But yeah, I feel fine. I feel fine about my feet. It's not like they're going in anyone's mouth and I'm not even looking at them. I'm not even holding them. I barely cut them. No, I'm kidding. Ew, long toenails freak me out. Oh my God. When you see somebody with a sandal or they take off, worse, when they take off their sock and do a foot reveal, and you see like George Washington wooden toenails. No way. No way. Like how, like what, like when you clip those dogs, what the fuck? Like, are you just clipping through like a layer? Ugh. Oh my God. I literally actually can't think about this. I will throw up.
You should file them down.
Ugh. You need like a fucking industrial sander for some people's toenails. Oh, and then when people, okay, Chelsea Handler posted something on like Instagram or TikTok about people's feet on airplanes, how they put them up. Like, if you are barefoot on an airplane, you should be put on the no-fly list. Point blank, period. That is, there is no, dogs go beneath the plane. Like, put them away. Oh my God. I like honestly could become a foot activist. I am just so disturbed. But it's so true. People put their feet up on like the screens and were you raised in a fucking ditch, bitch? What the hell? How did we get here? It's just like the Harry Styles concert. I blacked out.
You were getting taken to task.
The angry listener.
Oh, the angry listener. Naomi, I appreciate your concern, but my feet are just, my feet are feet, okay?
I was going to say, if you're in the shower already and you want to clean your feet, just use a toothbrush. Get a real scrub going.
Keegan, does this window open? No, shout out to Keegan. Chris. He hasn't gotten any love, but Keegan's been like the major player who has been helping us.
Thank you.
Stop clapping. I'm still talking. no, but Keegan has really been like the main player in getting this studio set up and this high quality. So I don't know if he'll ever hear this or if he can hear me right now. Bet Keegan is a fat cock. wait, no, this is a real workplace. Oh, oopsies. Like a chicken, like a big chicken to feed his family. Oh God. Okay, do we have another caller? Please.
Which one should I pick?
Chris.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Annika.
Hi, Annika.
I'm having a crisis about taking selfies. I can't take a selfie for my life. I take one good selfie a year. And just pictures of myself in general. Like, even when I'm, like, feeling myself, going with fit, whatever, like, I just can't take a picture of myself. And your Instagram is beautiful. I love your Instagram as much as, like, you might, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about your own Instagram, but I think it's great. You see those good pictures of yourself. What are your suggestions on, like, getting a really good picture? Whether that's like an outfit picture, like a face picture, like what are your like Instagram hacks of like getting a good picture of yourself? Because like I can't take a picture of myself in my life and you take phenomenal pictures of yourself. So I would love some advice about that. Thank you.
The biggest piece of advice I have is to settle. No, I am first of all honored that thank you. That's so nice. My Instagram is like a hot fucking mess. But let's see. I mean, no, they're definitely, you guys just see like the good ones, you know, my camera roll. Let's see if I can like pull something up really quick. I take a lot of selfies, and then you can always go and edit down. But like, especially if I can't even like see what I'm doing, I'll just like take a bunch. Holding your hand really still is key, obviously. But it's going to be different for every person. Like you're going to, you just like, I have been doing this shit for 10 years. So like, I know exactly my angle, my pose, my like, still don't know if I have a good side, you know, they're both kind of tragic. But just like take a ton, they don't have to get posted anywhere, but just like try different things. And now that you're asking me, I'm like, God, what the fuck do I do? I usually have other people take my pictures for me. Like, I already know like how I want it to look. I'll be like, okay, hold it like here. And like, or a great thing to do is if you're with somebody and they're going to take the picture, take picture, like use them as the test subject and then see what you like. And be like, okay, can you hold it from here and down and looking up? And like, you know, you can tap it and lower the light. Sometimes you got to do some of that action. But yeah, it really, like, there's some selfies that are going to be great from a, like, I've taken a selfie where it's like, I'm looking at the sky. But then I've also taken some where I look down. But not every looking down, like, selfie from below is a look. You know, there's a lot of outtakes. And I mean, not a lot, but like if I'm not feeling it, it's just not meant to be. And I save the outfit for another day. And sometimes that's the game you play. Like if you see, let's see, I have no idea what I fucking posted on Instagram lately. So this could be a hot take. Okay. So this one was, it's just like a picture of me. Oh, wait, can you even see this? Yeah. It's just a mirror selfie. I took three of these, and if they worked, great, and if they didn't, also fine. And this one happened to work. I tried doing like different things, like movement, like I was walking towards the mirror and was taking a picture as I walked. This one of me at the US Open, that is called settling. I liked the outfit. This picture could not be worse. It was taken with like a fucking ant. It is not great, but a literal stranger took that photo of me. This one of me like screaming, that a friend took, and I had him be the test subject, and he was also like, I was like, please like guide me if like my head isn't lined up or things like that. Yeah, I really don't have, yeah, all of these, like just move around. Like that's what I've learned from like watching models talk about modeling, is that they like go between different things, and then you just take a ton of pics and you're bound to get something good. And you're gonna learn again what like I know that when I have one leg forward and one leg just sort of like straight, then that like elongates my body. So like you'll figure it out. Wow, I feel like Naomi Campbell or something, just like with no experience. So thank you. Did that make English? Did that sound right? Was that accurate? Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, no,
Justin, you're like a fucking photographer visual guy. Like, what advice do you have for the girls?
All right, let me tell you guys about smizing.
All right, next question. No, that was really fucking funny. All right, let's do the next call.
Hey, babes. Hey, babes. I have a Christmas court for you. It's probably really stupid, but
no,
me and my girlfriend go back and forth over this. You know when you're doing your dishes, you're putting them in the dishwasher?
I do.
And, you know, your forks and your knives and your spoons and all that
shit.
Yeah,
I do know them.
So when you put the utensils in, do the utensils go down?
No.
Facing down?
Oh, wait.
Like where the forks go down?
No.
Spoon head down?
No.
Or are we going up, right?
We go up.
Spikes up in the air,
knives in the air, dicks in the air.
What is your belief? I think it should be down.
My belief is,
because I feel like it's closer to where the water's going to be.
No.
And
no.
I feel like it's going to be more effective.
No.
If things are up.
No.
I mean, yeah, they might get clean, but then you're going to have all that stuff just running down. Don't you want all the drippage to go down the utensil and not down the handle?
No.
I don't know. What do you think?
No.
Thanks.
No,
love you, bye.
Thanks. Love you. Bye. No, you're wrong. They should go up in the air like they just don't care. I don't know why I'm getting irrationally angry at this. Like, when you put them down, they have, like, little... The fucking basket that they're in is blocking the force of water from knocking shit off of them. Like, when they're in the air, water is going to hit them fucking directly, and it's go, you know? What do you guys put them down or up? What's your hot take on this? Jake, you're a dad. What's, like, your...
I mean, I don't have a dishwasher.
You put them down.
But if I, when I did have a dishwasher, I put them up. I would go with you, Chris.
Okay. Good, because I was going to have to put you down if you didn't.
But I liked your sound effect.
Thank you. Sam, Justin, what do you guys do? What would you say?
I agree with up.
I just use my hands.
Oh, yeah. I also don't have a dishwasher, but, like, at my parents, I would put it up.
But, like, yeah, if you had a dishwasher, would you put it up or down?
Are you saying Justin now or me?
Yeah. Well, no, you said up.
Yeah.
I just use my hands.
God.
I'm gonna. Justin is the kid with, like, peanut butter smeared on his face like 3 days after lunch. Like the kindergartner who's like, "Hi, mom, school is great." It's like, Justin, you're still wearing lunch.
I kind of feel like it's the caller who said, you know, when you're showering, you're not washing your feet, right? Because you're cleaning everything up here and it's going down. So, in many ways,
so fucking true. Thank God one of us is using our brains. Shout out, Jake.
Yeah, good job.
And Jake. Shout out to Naomi, who called.
Oh, wait, guys, do we have secrets? It's been like a hot second since we've dove in.
Swam with the secret.
Divin. I'm scuba divin.
We do have the owl here.
Oh God, that thing is still alive. Jesus.
I keep it resuscitated.
Jake's like, I keep eating him.
We want the owl, but we do have some secrets. Yes.
Okay, let's do those. We haven't done that in a hot minute.
Okay.
We'll do like a handful. And if you guys don't know, you can submit your secrets that you've never told anybody down below. The link is in every description episode description. Jesus.
So why don't?
Oh my God, that was almost.
Since vomit. You don't have them on your end, Chris.
Okay. Yep.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't have them on your end.
Yeah, no, just almost. I'm almost like getting waterboarded on my own vomit, but we're good.
So we'll each read one and then you'll just guess which one is the lie.
Ooh, I love this.
I used to have an addiction problem, so now I snort wasabi to stay clean.
That one.
Yeah.
What? I don't think you can survive if you do that. What the fuck does that mean?
All right, Sam, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Sam.
I accidentally ended up at the same swingers party as my parents.
Auga.
Fuck.
Okay, and then we got, when I was 16 or 17, I wrote an erotic novel based off of the song Stacy's Mom and posted it online. I wrote a new chapter every week and gained thousands of readers. My mom found it and she grounded me and took my phone.
So I forget how we do it. One of them is real.
One of them is a lie.
No, one of them is a lie.
Okay.
It's two truths and a lie, but like with secrets that people submit. I know it's been a minute since we've done this little song and dance, but I'm going to have to say the fucking wasabi one.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I mean.
You are correct.
I forgot how physically draining hearing these was.
Now, check this out. I had drunk sex with my husband's dad a week before our wedding. I am now 4 months pregnant and have no idea who the real father is.
Barf. Fucking barf. Well, there's also no way to check paternity either because they'll have the same fucking genetics.
Yeah, they would be similar.
Oh my God. That is wild.
Oh, yeah. I never even thought about that. If you, like, have sex with their family member, how can you tell if...
Like, it'll be the same genes. I guess your mom's genes won't be in there.
Yeah, it would still be...
Mom genes.
Your cute genes.
Sam,
all right, let's hear the next one.
My roommate was a total asshole, so when she moved out, I made her chocolate cake with dog shit mixed in it. Ew.
What? Oh my God. I'm hoping these... Wait, but one of these has to be a lie. I wish they were all lies.
And to add to that, Chris, I popped my cherry with a mini cucumber I found in my fridge.
Mini?
I really wish I didn't hear Jake read that, if I'm just going to be perfectly honest.
I wish I'd never heard
that audio bite.
I'm so sad.
Okay, that one feels the most believable. The next one is... Oh my God, what the fuck? What, Sam, what was yours? Oh, the shit cake. I'm going to say shit cake. That can't be real.
You are on fire, Chris. You're excellent at this game.
I wish I was.
I think it's ready to close this out.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to another episode of... God, whatever this turns into, you know? It's just like, what are we even doing? But we did it. We all made it through. Might we all need therapy? Maybe. Be sure to rate and review. That is all we have for today, and we will see you guys next episode. Is that our theme song? I have no idea.
This is the new theme song.
Anyways, thank you and good night. Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen, good night to you and you and you and you and you. Thank you.